32 भागवते अच्छे अच्छे राधिका वचन पूर्वतः सूत्र मध्ये करियाची वर्णन हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड राधारानी स्टेटमेंट फ्रॉम भागवतम ब्रीफली एर्लियर कवरेज गोस्वामी सेज से ही भाव आवेश प्रभु पड़े आर श्लोक से ही सब श्लोके अर्थ नाही भुजे लोक In that same ecstatic mood, Lord Chaitanya is also speaking now, the same verse that the gopis have spoken earlier. Sarupa Gosai Jane Na Kahe Arthataram Shri Rupa Gosai Kaila Se Artha Pracharam Sarupa Sange Yara Artha Kare Aswadan नृत्य मध्य शेष श्लोक करे न पठन सो द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्सेस दैट लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज रिसाइटिंग ड्यूरिंग द रथयात्रा इज नोन टू स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी एंड नो वन एल्स एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य यूज टू रिलिश दैट वर्सेस इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी दैट्स हाउ They both had exchanges. So what is that verse? We will see. And also Rupa Goswami happened to be there at Jagannath Puri during Rathyatra time 1 year. So at that time Rupa Goswami also heard that verse and he also understood the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Although it is not very easy for anyone to understand, still he could understand. And he composed another verse of the same theme. In much clearer terms, who is speaking to what and all that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Rupa Goswami composing that verse. So he composes the verse and then puts it on his roof. Then Lord Chaitanya comes and he goes to take bath in the sea. Then Lord Chaitanya comes and then sees that, hey, this verse written by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami comes and offers dandavats. Lord Chaitanya lifts him and then slaps him with love. How did you understand my mood? Of course, it was Jala. So then, that's how Rupa Goswami is known as Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. He could understand the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next, Rupa Goswami could understand both. He could understand the internal mood of Mahaprabhu as Srimati Radharani, and he could also understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his intent for all the people of this world, right? So Lord Chaitanya wants everyone to develop Krishna Prema, practice devotional service. Lord Chaitanya, this mood of Lord Chaitanya in regards to the conditioned souls also is understood by Rupa Goswami, and he wrote so much of bhakti literature. That's why Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutali. So what is that verse that Lord Chaitanya recited from Bhagavatam? That's 136. Ahuschate nalina nabha padaravindam Yogeshwarair hriti vichintyam agadha bodhaihi Samsara kupa patito taranavalambam गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदियात् सदानः आहुश्चते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् ओ लोटस नेवल नॉड नलिननाभ पदारविन्दम् एंड यू हैव लोटस फीट आल्सो योगेश्वरैर हृदि विचिन्त्यं अगाध बोधैः Your lotus feet are meditated upon by great yogis, yogeshwaras, great mystics. Yogeshware hridi vichintyam agadha bodhaihi means it's not very easily understandable, right? Great philosophers and great mystics also meditate upon him. Dhyana vasthita tadgate namanasa pashyanti yam yoginu. So, further description of his lotus feet. Samsara kupa patito taranavalambham. They are the lotus feet of the Lord are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the samsara kupa, the deep well of material existence. Samsara kupa patito taranavalambham. Next. Geham jusham api manas yudiyat sadanah. So may that lotus feet be also awakened within our hearts, because we are just engaged in some ordinary household affairs. Geham jusham. We are just absorbed in household activities. Here, Lord Chaitanya says, Kaviraj Goswami quotes this verse, and Prabhupada explains that the pure Krishna consciousness exhibited by the gopis of Vrindavan can arise only in Vrindavan, right? Not anywhere else. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain his own mind, which was saturated with the ecstasy of the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he invited Lord Chaitanya, please return to Vrindavan. So, the next few verses are Lord Chaitanya's ardent invitation to Jagannath to come to Gundicha, or Srimati Radharani's ardent invitation to Krishna to come to Vrindavan. Anyara hridayamana mora mana vrindavana mane vane eka karijani. ताह तुम्हारा पद द्वय काहरा यदि उदय तबे तुम्हारा पूर्ण कृपा मानी अन्येर हृदय मन मोर मन वृंदावन अन्येर हृदय मन मीन्स अन्येर अदर पीपल फॉर मोस्ट पीपल द माइंड एंड हार्ट आर वन सो जनरली we say heart is here, mind is here. Yeah, brain may be a mechanism, a physical substance which is there here, but one's mind, manas, is here only. This is man and hriday both are same. This is the location. But in general, in a conventional way, we say mind is here, heart is here, but both are here only. So, for a regular person, mind and heart are same. Hridaya and mana. But for Lord Chaitanya, it's not the same. Lord Chaitanya's mind is transformation of Vrindavan. Anyera hridaya mana mora mana Vrindavana. My mind is Vrindavan. Mane vane ekakari jani. My man and that one, Vrindavan, both are same. So, taha tomara padadvaya karaha yadi udaya. Taha tomara padadvaya means if your beautiful two lotus feet manifest there, where? In my mind. What is my mind? Vrindavan. So, if your lotus feet manifest in the Vrindavan of my mind, karaha yadi udaya, tabe tomara purna kripa mani, then I will understand that I have attained your mercy. Till you don't come into my heart of Vrindavan, I can't be assured that you are merciful to me. Please enter my heart. Means please enter Vrindavan. So, entering the heart is like the prayer of everybody. But that heart is Vrindavan. That is in the case of Lord Chaitanya. So, the mind's activities are thinking, feeling and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable things. This is the consciousness of people in general. But when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord, then he is a pure devotee. His mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Anyara hridaya mana. So, for other people, mind is a place of thinking, feeling and willing, and sankalpa, vikalpa, and accepting, rejecting. So that's what will happen in their minds. But there is no acceptance, there is no rejectance for someone who is Krishna conscious. He will accept whatever pleases Krishna. He will reject whatever is not pleasing Krishna. In one sense, more than these dualities of acceptance and rejectance, he is only in oneness with service of Krishna. He is fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. He is fixed on serving those lotus feet. So, the acceptance and rejectance are actually in alignment with his service to Krishna, with his focus on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, this Moramana Vrindavana, this is not just the consciousness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This could be the consciousness of everyone who wants to render service to Krishna. Right? Everybody's mind should become like this. We should not be in the category of first line. Anyara mana, anyara hridaya mana. So, yeah, at this point, one may be in this first line. So, he should come to the second line by practicing devotional service. What is that? Mora mana vrindavana. So, what is the significance of that man, which is called vrindavan? Mane vane ekakari jani taha tomara padadvaya. When someone can hold Krishna's lotus feet in their hearts, such a person is a devotee. His mind is called Vrindavan. That's why Prithu Maharaj glorifies. He says that sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachito bhavat padam bhoja sudha kananilaha smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmanam kuyoginam no vitaratyalam varaihi. So, great devotees, they carry the lotus feet of Krishna within their heart. Bhavat padam bhoja sudha kananilaihi. When they are speaking, the saffron dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet will emanate from their mouths, because their hearts are carrying the lotus feet of the Lord. So, this is a symptom of a pure devotee. So, where will the Lord's lotus feet will be? In Vrindavan. Because Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam na gacchati. Krishna will not move out of Vrindavan. Means Krishna is always staying in Vrindavan. That means, if one is carrying the lotus feet of Krishna within their hearts, that means Vrindavan is there in his heart. And this is the highest definition of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, highest aspiration of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Vrindavan Krishna should be in my heart. For someone, Dwarka Krishna also could be there. For someone, Narayana also could be there. For someone, Lord Ramachandra also could be there. Like Murari Gupta and Sri Vallabh. You know, Sri Vallabh is Anupam, Rupa Goswami's brother. So, Lord Ram's lotus feet are there in his heart. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from the material desires and engaged only in the service of the Lord, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else. Prananatha sunamura satya nivedana vraja amara sadana taha tomar sangama napaile nara hejivana. It says Prananatha sunamura satya nivedana. Oh, the Lord of my life, Prananatha, please hear my submission, appeal. Satya Nivedan, this is a very true, heartfelt appeal. What is that? Vraja Amara Sadhana. Our residence is Vrindavan. Taha Tomara Sangama, and we are desiring your association. I am desiring your association in that place, in Vrindavan. Napaile Narahe Jivan. But if I don't attain this, attain the fulfillment of this desire to have your association in Vrindavan, na rahe jivan, I can't live only. I can't keep my life. So, only when the mind is free from the designation, material designations and all, can one desire the association of the Supreme Lord. When someone is desiring the association of Krishna completely without any other external things, so that is a symptom that he has dedicated himself completely to Krishna. And his mind is, his or her mind is Vrindavan. desiring the association of Krishna will not manifest in the heart of a conditioned soul if he has material desires. Okay. So at one point in sadhaka stage, it's a bit too much inconceivable. Desiring only association of Krishna, yeah, Mangalarti ke time pe chalta hai, whole day. Right, once in a while is fine. 24/7, it's difficult, is it not? For a sadhaka, it's difficult. Kabhi kabhi aajate hai, okay, you feel like, okay, we need Krishna's association through holy names, through Bhagavatam, through deities. But generally the mind is somewhere else for a conditioned soul, even for a struggling sadhaka, neophyte sadhaka. So we need to increase the Krishna factor in our mind and decrease the matter, material factors in our mind. So that's the whole process. Krishnaizing our mind. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Purve uddhavadvare yei sakshat amare yoga jane kahila upaya. Tumi vidagdha krupamaya janaha amara hridaya more ache kahitena yuyaya.
My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for the Jnana Yoga or the Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in the Jnana Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so.
During the Rasalila, when Krishna played flute and the gopis came to Vamsivat, Krishna told them, Karma Yoga. You should do your duty at home. You should not come out abandoning your duties there. So, it's not proper for women like you to come out of homes in the middle of the night, to spend time with some other boy. It's not proper. Like that, he just gave so many moral instructions. It's more or less karma yoga, in one sense. Gopis are not impressed. Karma yoga is saying. Then, that's before Gopi Gita. And before Bhramara Gita, Krishna had sent Uddhava to Vrindavan with a letter, love letter. In that letter, he says, earth, water, fire, air, ether. You remember that letter? For 10.47, it's filled with jnana. Apparently, internally there are different meanings. We have also seen the second meanings, internal meanings as given by acharyas. But it seems lot of jnana is there, at least in the external words. Even in that Pranaya Gita also, before Pranaya Gita, even when Krishna was apparently speaking that karma yoga to the gopis and saying that you just be satisfied, you should go back. So there Krishna didn't mean that the gopi should go back. That's never Krishna's intent. Krishna wanted gopi to stay back only. Similarly, although Krishna had sent this letter, letter through Uddhava, in that letter he speaks a lot of jnana. Don't think that our association is all, my association with you was not illusion. And he was speaking about dreams. Just like in dream you associate with someone, that's an illusion. But our association was not like a dream. It's not illusion. He says that. Even before that he says, just like earth, water, fire, air, ether, these five elements are there in everybody's bodies. They're all pervading. Similarly, I am also all pervading. You can access me from anywhere. So like that, in a very philosophical, in a very indirect, in a different, from a different plane only he is speaking. So apparently it seems a lot of jnana, but Krishna didn't intend that. I will very soon come back to you. So, but considering their external meanings, the gopis are actually beyond this karma yoga and jnana yoga. Gopis are meant for pure and allied bhakti yoga. So a devotee constantly engaged in deity worship according to the rules and regulations of shastras and guru realizes gradually that he is in direct contact with the supreme. Thus he loses all interest in so-called meditation, yoga and speculation. Dhyana yoga also. You should just meditate upon me. I have left you so that your longing for me will increase. Your meditation on me will increase. What meditation will increase? Even when you are standing right in front of us, we feel separation of millions of yugas within one eye blink. And you want to manifest in our minds as an object of meditation. We are not into this dhyana yoga, jnana yoga, or karma yoga, ashtanga yoga. They are not meant for us. Your Bhagavad Gita you keep with you only. Give it to the next generation. Now you should sing Venu Gita for us. We will sing Pranaya Gita for you. Don't make us sing Gopi Gita and Virha Gita or Bhramara Gita. So let's have only Venu Gita and Yugala Gita. So like that, they are in a different plane. They can't be pacified by all these different yogas. Yoga is to connect, to link. They are already connected. They are already linked. And that link can never be loosened. That connection can never be vanquished or not vanquished. It cannot become even slightly less also. Even an iota, it cannot come down. It can only increase. The connection will increase only, constantly. And everybody is aspiring for that connection, for that magnitude of connection. The knot is so tight. Sometimes when you just tie this thread, you can easily untie it sometimes. What is that called? Lace. Lace knot you put, na? Like shoelace kind of knot. That can easily be removed. Thread is there. Sometimes that becomes, you don't put lace knot, you just put two knots there and it becomes tight. It's a little difficult to remove. You put 100 knots, it's extremely impossible to remove that only, right? Whatever you do, you can't, you can only cut it, right? But the knot of the gopis is such a strong knot, you can't cut it, you can't untie it, right? You cannot remove that knot. So, for such people, all this jnana yoga, dhyana yoga is not relevant. That's what she is saying. Chitta khadi tomahite vishaya chahi lagite yatna kari nari ka kadi bare. Tare dhyana shikshakara loka hasanamara sthana sthana nakara vichare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as candidate for your instruction.
I am not your disciple. I am your lover. I am connected with you with unlimited love which you yourself can't understand. How much love I have for you, you don't understand only. And you can't give me teachings. Like you instruct Bhagavad Gita knowledge to different people. I am naturally inclined to you. It's so innate in me. So default setting, there is no question of training there. I am never trained in love. And the personification of love. Right? So the essence of Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Essence is like Bhava. Bhava's essence is Mahabhava. And personification of Mahabhava is Srimati Radharani. So where am I and what are you telling me? So it's like it's very what to say, inappropriate to give me such teachings. I try to withdraw my consciousness, but I can't. But because she is meant for it. Like the whole existence of Radharani is to be absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, to be absorbed in Krishna's service and love. So how can she withdraw her consciousness? So if the sugar is not sweet, you can't call it sugar. If a gopi cannot love Krishna, she is not a gopi. Right? So there is no question of training. So someone who has innate, natural love for Krishna in conjugal mood is gopi, and the best gopi, best of all gopis is Srimati Radharani. Even if I try to withdraw your consciousness, my consciousness, and engage in some other activities, I can't do so. So you are just giving me instruction that you meditate on me. That's useless. It's ludicrous. It's irrelevant. So that's her consciousness. You are just killing me by doing so. Next, 141. Prabhupada writes, Anyabhilashta sunyam jnana karma dhyanavartam. Nahe gopi yogeshwara pada kamala tomara dhyana kari paibe santosha. तोमार वाक्य प्रति परिपाती तारा मध्य कुटिनाती सुनी गोपीर आरो बाड़े रोष ना है गोपी योगेश्वर यो गोपीज आर नॉट योगीज मास्टर्स ऑफ योगीज दे आर नॉट योगेश्वरस पद कमल तुम्हार ध्यान करी पाइबे संतोष. What does yogi do? Dhyana vastita tadgate namanasa pashyanti yam yogino. They do dhyana on the lotus feet of the Lord and they are happy with the dhyana. We are not yogis. So what we have read so far, aspiration of meditating on Krishna's lotus feet always, etc. and not being able to achieve that kind of aspiration, that's insignificant for the gopis. They are on a totally different plane. What comes in the conclusion of Bhagavatam, Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino? We are not those yogis, we are beyond that. That's what Radharani is saying. Nahe Gopi Yogeshwara Pada Kamala Tomara Dhyana Kari Paibe Santosh. We can't get Santosh by meditating on your lotus feet. Means that's not sufficient for us. Not that we don't get any Santosh, we don't have taste for it. That's not the point here. That's not sufficient for us. For someone who is eating khichdi every day, if you give him some badshah, you know, that's badushai, yeah, badushai. Sorry, I don't like it also, I don't. Okay, what is that? Badushai. Okay, whatever, some maida ka pura laddu banate hai log. And they dip in. I get little nausea also while eating that. Anyways, if you give him that, he takes it like nectar. But for someone who is eating sweet rice every day, you give him that badushai, na? They get really off. I can't handle badushai. Not that I'm eating sweet rice every day, but I just don't like it. So, someone who can experience separation of millions of yugas within one eye blink when Krishna is standing right in front of them or embracing them, you tell them, meditate on me and then be satisfied. It's such a... you can't even think about it. That's what they're saying. She is saying here. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Tomara Vakya Paripati Tara Madhye Kutinati. Right? Tomara Vakya means your words. Her paripati, very wonderfully, kindly, expertly composed. Some devotees, some people, speak in such a manner that you can't accept the words. At the same time, you can't counter-argue with them also. Right? You can't cut them. They safely speak, they play safe, they're politically correct. The answer that they give you, you cannot find any fault in that answer, but you didn't get your answer. Right? Aisa kabhi answer milta hai aapko? Both milta hai. You tell someone, ask someone, will you do this seva? He will give such an answer that you can't, you have no other words, but he will not be available for seva also. You can't counter argue. Perfectly composed. Krishna is like that. Paripati. Tomara vakya paripati tara madhya kutinati. Externally, very perfectly you have composed, but it's filled with so much of duplicity. Kutinati. Suni gopira aro bade rosha. You are asking us to get santosha by meditating on your lotus feet, but by hearing these kutinati words, we are getting rosha, anger. We don't get santosha, we get rosha. See, because the paripati words are filled with kutinati. Kutinati. So, Prabhupada is quoting Prabodhanand Saraswati here. Kaivalyam narakayate tridasha pura akasa pushpayate. The mystic yoga practice by which the mind is controlled and the senses are subjugated also appears ludicrous for a pure devotee. Many people are aspiring for liberation. And Prithu Maharaj very conveniently, effortlessly says, "Hey, liberation and this, what is that called? Naraka, hell, both are same for me. Kaivalyam narakayate," Prabodhanand Saraswati says. And what does Prithu Maharaj say? "Nakamaye natha tadapyaham kochin." I never want such kind of benedictions in my life. And before that, what did he say? "Varan vibhotad varadeshwarad buddha katham vrinite gunavikriyatmanam ye narakanam apisanti dehinam tanisha kaivalyapate vrinenacha." You are kaivalyapati, I don't want kaivalya. Because I just consider it hellish. So here, these people are saying jnana, karma, yoga, all these are hellish. Meditating on lotus feet of Krishna is also too much for us. Too much, nahi, it's like irrelevant for us. When you just advance in the ladder of devotional service, the previous step seems like very basic. Right? In initial days, if someone is chanting one round, "Are ek mala kar rahe? Main karta hu ek mala, ek main ek safta mein ek mala karta hu main." So that's like initial days. IYS days are just getting introduced to IYS days. After that, "Char mala mein aa gaya. My God, main ek mala mushkil se kar raha hu. You are doing four rounds now." Like that. And you go to temple every week, every Sunday you go. So that's a big thing. I go once in 2-3 months. Right, going once in 2-3 months is a big thing in those days. And for him, going once in a week seems like really far out. But after you advance, you are staying in temple only. And you are chanting 16 rounds, that becomes too much. And after you come in, sola mala na. I am not even hearing even one mantra properly. So like that some people say, "I am chanting since 10 years, my chanting is like this only." So once you come in, once you come to that number, quality becomes a priority. Right? See, there is no scope for advancement. The highest limit of advancement is set by the gopis. The greatest benchmark that we all can aspire to approach is set by gopis. You can't beat their standard. They are saying karma is useless, then jnana is irrelevant, then yoga is irrelevant, meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna is irrelevant, and we just get spaced out going in front of the altar and seeing the lotus feet for even 1 minute. If deep absorption in the lotus feet of the Lord within the heart becomes such an insignificant and irrelevant thing for the gopis, where are we? We can't focus on that lotus feet even for a few seconds. You see the difference. Where is the Gaudiya Vaishnava's aspiration and where are we? We practitioners of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Right? New practitioners. When we become so overconfident that I am advancing nicely, I am in proper consciousness. Just read this verse. Nahe gopi yogeshwara pada kamala tomara dhyana kari paibe santosh. We are not yogeshwaras to get santosh by meditating on your lotus feet. Means that potential is there. What did you read in 8th chapter? Lord Chaitanya is rejecting all these external things, all the what is it, sadhyas, different proposals for sadhya, varnashram, reject. Then jnanamishra bhakti, reject. Then jnanashuni bhakti, theek hai, go aage badho. So like that, he is just taking our Ramanandaray up to Gopi stage, Kanta Prema. This is the highest sadhya. Don't be satisfied with mediocre aspirations or goals. Keep the goal there. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalyor Dasa Dasanudasa and Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Vakalpita. Lord Chaitanya descended and he set the highest standard possible for a living entity to aspire for. In Kali Yuga. See, where is Lord Chaitanya? The kind of mercy that Lord Chaitanya is giving is unimaginable. Right in the first chapter of Adilila, while explaining Bahyavatara Karan itself, Kaviraj Goswami says, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. Anarpita Charim means this has never been bestowed earlier. Vraja Prema. Unnata Ujjvala Rasam Sva Bhakti Shriyam. Unnata Ujjvala Rasam there is indicating Madhurya Rasa. And where is this Kali Yuga conditioned soul, and where is that Madhurya Rasa, Unnata Ujjvala Rasam? What is that Rasa? There is this. Nahe Gopi Yogeshwara Pada Kamala Tomara. Tomara Vakya Paripati Tara Madhya Kutinati Suni Gopira Hai Aro Bade Rosha. If Krishna tells them, you meditate on my lotus feet and be satisfied there, they are chastising Krishna. We want that intensity. Don't give us that Badushai and say that be satisfied with this. We are used to eating all kinds of milk products made of pure milk. Our Giriraj offering, 7-8 types of sweets, milk sweets. We offer every day. Ek dron. One dron sandesh, one dron barfi, one dron sweet rice, one dron peda, one rasamalai, then one rasagulla. And what are the other two? Sompapadi, and one more? Matra peda, I already counted. Total 7 I said. Two types of sandesh. Two types of peda. So total 8 types. Now, when Giriraj is eating that kind of offering, now you put Bhadisha in a plate, it seems really insignificant. Take a maida lump and dip it in. Right? Just imagine that Giriraj. So imagine that every day that Giriraj Maha Balibhog plate is coming to you and you are eating every day. Now one day Bhadisha comes to you. Only one. Dhyana is like that. For the gopis. You understood the difference? I just tried to present the difference in a level that where we can understand. Right? And our plate, what is the budget calculation, bro? 1000 rupees, right? Almost 1100. That one plate is 1100 rupees. 1100 to 1200 rupees, that one Balyabhog plate. You replace it with 4 rupees Badushai. Where is the difference? Right? So, dhyana is like that for the gopis. Next. Dhyana is much more than that. See, the difference that I presented is very small. That is 1100 minus 4 is 1096. 1096 is like very small estimate. A glimpse of that difference only I presented. It could be millions of yojanas or rupees or whatever you may call, whatever may be the units. Next. If one's mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no possibility that one will think, feel or act materially. 142. Deha smriti nahiyara samsara kupa kahatara taha haite nachale udharam. Viraha samudra jale kama timingila gile gopi gane nehe taraparam. Deha smriti nahi yara. For someone who is not in bodily conception, deha smriti means they are not even aware of their body. They are so absorbed. Right? What's happening with their body? They are like beyond that bodily conception completely. They don't come to this bodily platform at all. Deha smriti nahi yara. And what that deha smriti is created for a because of a desire for material enjoyment. Deha smriti nahi yara samsara kupa kahatara. If one is beyond bodily conception, where is the question of entanglement in material existence for such a person? Why there is entanglement in material existence? Because there is bodily conception, bodily identification. So, taha ite nachahe uddhara. So, for such people who are already beyond bodily conception, they don't desire liberation. Please liberate me. That is never their prayer. Because they are never in bodily conception. Means, they are never in material bondage. They may live in a material body still, because of their absorption in spiritual consciousness, they are beyond this external sufferings of the material existence. So, they don't even desire liberation at all. Now, that's a comparison given. Coming to the next line. Viraha samudra jali kama timingale gile. For someone, like the gopis, who is in viraha samudra jala, in the ocean of separation, feelings of separation. Next, kama timingale gile. They are being devoured by the timingala of the kama, the desire to serve Krishna. This kama is not the material lust. This kama is intense, uncontrollable, desperate, obsessed desire to render service to Krishna. Viraha samudra jale kama timingala gale. Gile. Gopi gane nehatara para. And for such people, for gopis, how can they be delivered from that? They need to be delivered from that kind of entanglement. What is that? What is their predicament? They are not in bodily conception. They are not in material existence. They don't need liberation from this material existence. But they are in the ocean of separation, being devoured by the timingala of desire to serve Krishna. They need to be delivered from this condition, this existence, this spiritual existence. And they need to be brought to another spiritual existence of meeting. This is the spiritual existence of separation. They wanted another spiritual existence of meeting. Next. You know, in that Bhramar Gita days we discussed also, when Uddhava is just reading these verses, I generally create separation to intensify the love and absorption of my devotees. Then gopis, what did they say? Just fold the letter, keep in your pocket. Krishna will speak the same words to some other people in Mathura. He will have relation with some gopis, some ladies in Mathura, or Dwarka, whatever, or Mathura. And he will leave them also. Then you give this letter to them. This letter is not relevant for the gopis. Right? Now you can just wind it up. Means, they can't accept this statement of Krishna that I caused separation in your lives to intensify your prema. What prema you will intensify? Do you know what is our prema? You don't know. You have to take incarnation as Lord Chaitanya to understand what is my prema. Radharani says. So Krishna himself cannot understand the extent of the love of Radharani, love of the gopis. He receives the service from them and his happiness is not even one by one cr of their happiness. That means they get 1 crore times more happiness than what Krishna is deriving, and Krishna is aspiring. What is this happiness? I also want to experience. What is this prema that they are having? And in them, what kind of, how will you increase their prema? You yourself don't understand what is that prema. How will you increase that prema? How can you even dream to increase that prema? You can do that with Bharat Maharaj. You can do that with Jada Bharat. You can do that with some other devotees here. Chetraketu Maharaj, longing. So they may go to Sankarshan, right? So they may meditate on some other form of yours. But we are not like that. They are in the highest grade of like a devotional line, right? Devotional ladder, where they become, their character and their nature and their love becomes intensive even to Krishna also. So we want to be delivered from this. So how will we be delivered from this ocean of separation? When you come in front of us. But problem is, even if you come in front of us, we are still in that viraha only, viraha samudra jale. Even if they get profuse amount of association of Krishna also, their hearts are not satisfied. Even if you give 5 liters of sweet rice also, he wants one more glass. Other people, they don't have the capacity. You just give one drone of sweet rice, murmur ke khayega, because digestion problem, whatever it may be, it's too sweet and all. And some people may have the capacity to take 2 drones or 3 drones or 10 drones. But how can they take 10 liters or 20 liters? Now, even if you give them 100 liters, they want more of sweet rice. They are like that. Even if you give them 1000 liters, they want more. That's the gopis. So, if you, capacity is that. Just to give a parallel where we can understand. The bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. Prabhupada elaborates this. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. See, Prabhupada's purports are quite down to earth. Radharani is speaking in a different plane. Prabhupada is bringing it down so that we can be in our local level. We don't go abroad so fast like Sahajiyas do. That's why I also give some simple examples we try to relate with. You can only get a slight glimpse of what is there, what is happening there. If we think that we understood these verses, that's certainly illusion in our immature sadhaka stage. Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulinavana. 143. Did I skip something? Viraha Samudra Jale Hogan? I'm sorry. Okay. Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulinavana Se Kunje Rasa Jikalila. Sei vraja vraja jana mata pita bandhugana bada chitra kema ne parasila. Vrindavana, Govardhana, Yamuna Pulina. This is Vrindavan. Govardhan is there, you can see. Yamuna is here. Yamuna Pulina Vana. Sei kunja rasadika lila. Those kunja, seva kunja is there. Toda, outside job. So, in that kunja rasadika lila, where you performed all these leelas of rasa lila, etc. Premanjan Prabhu goes for varikram every day. One day he misses, then he'll come and tell us. Arey, as Govardhan ka darshan nahi liya. Say vrajera vrajajana. So, apart from the ambience of Vrindavan, there are residents of Vrindavan. Sei vrajera vrajajana, mata, pita, bandhugana, Yashoda, Nanda and all other relatives of Krishna. Bada chitra kevane pasarila. You have forgotten all of them. Bada chitra, it's very wonderful. Very astonishing. How surprising it is. You have so conveniently forgotten. You have forgotten so easily this Vrindavan, Govardhan. We can't even imagine. How can you do like that? Actually, although Krishna was apparently comfortably going in Akrura's chariot to Mathura, he was secretly crying. After he went in Akrura's chariot, Krishna was crying secretly out of his intense separation from the gopis. He also feels that separation, but he has the responsibility also. Gopis are like, they have no other star condition supply that's not there. They can freely absorb in their feelings of love for Krishna. Gopis have no such restrictions. That's how they are made. One tattva is divided into 2 parts eternally. First part is pure tattva, pure love, right? Pure prema, pure ecstasy. Second part is definitely pure love and pure ecstasy, pure prema. accompanied with some opulences. Along with some opulences. What is that? The six opulences are there, right? So because of that is Krishna. The second part is Krishna, first part is Radharani, the gopis, Sita Devi and all this, this internal potency. And also the second part has been divided into four parts, four sub-parts. Vatsalya, Madhurya, Sakhya and Dasya. So all these four categories of people who are coming from the original pure tattva of prema only, they have no other thing in their mind apart from expressing their love for Krishna in their particular flavor. But Krishna has to attest to hundreds of other needs. He has to take care of the creation also. He has to take care of the conditioned souls also, right? And he has to expand himself in various moods to associate and to reciprocate with different devotees who may not be in this primary four rasas, right? So, like that, Aishwarya, mixed with Aishwarya, he wants to reciprocate with them also, and to accomplish so many purposes, he has to manifest different incarnations. He has so many responsibilities, so a lot of management Krishna has to do, right? So, but the other four categories of devotees, and especially the gopis, they are Ekeha Guru Nandana. Krishna is Bahushaka Hyanantascha, right? So, he has hundreds of other responsibilities. So, although he was secretly crying out of separation from the gopis, Krishna has to address the need there of killing Kamsa, killing Jarasandha, orchestrating this Kurukshetra war and doing so many other responsibilities that he has. But gopis do not have such responsibilities. Their responsibility is just love Krishna. And it's not their responsibility. That's their natural, innate mood, eternal mood that can never change. Just like the property of sweetness can never change in sugar, their love for Krishna is never subjected to any other inhibitions or motivations or agendas or other responsibilities. They are fully concentrated in Krishna only. So, such love becomes even difficult for Krishna to understand also. Krishna also to figure out what's happening there. Let me understand. He's aspiring for their mood. I want to understand their mood. So, now such gopis, Srimati Radharani here is saying, how can you forget Vrindavan? How can you even stay away from Vrindavan? Like, we can't even conceive this fact. That someone who is like a staunch, let's say, okay, anyways, I'll not give such kind of example. If someone is so obsessed with something and he understands other person also is very wonderfully situated in this ambience. Ah, okay, simple example. For example, you are used to traveling only in flights. Just imagine. Suddenly you see, in last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you have seen your friend travel only in flights. One day suddenly you see him in local train, right, trying to just get in, while the Bombay crowd is just trying to push him away, like he somehow managed to squeeze inside. That's really, you get really surprised. Suddenly you see your friend in your great source of inspiration, who is in saffron. Suddenly you see him in pant shirt, right outside, with a hat, with a mustache. How does it look like? Kya ho gaya? Right? It's like really unimaginable. For the gopis also, Krishna, how can you be away from Vrindavan? How can you be away from Govardhan? How can you be in local train? Giving a flight. So, Yamuna Pulinavana Sei Kunje. So, Bada Chitra means extremely astonishing. So, for gopis, it's inconceivable to have exchanges with Krishna at any other place, and suddenly they see him in Kurukshetra. We are not getting into that mood at all. Yesterday we discussed this. So that's how they are expressing their surprise. Srimati Radharani is expressing. Actually, Lord Chaitanya is expressing. But now he is not Lord Chaitanya. He is not Krishna. He is Radharani. Lord Chaitanya has totally been absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Whatever he is speaking is just Radharani's heart. Right? Both are same now. Right? First, we have not conceived it, right? We have not conceived what is their attraction towards Krishna. That intensity, we didn't even conceive an iota of that also. Whatever you have conceived, that iota which you are thinking that I am conceiving, that may resemble your obsession for material energy. That's what you are saying, right? So, what's next? You ask someone for whom that shift has happened. See, the process that is given to us by the acharyas is chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then follow four regulative principles and associate with devotees, take darshan, water tulsi. So this is the process that is given to us. At our point, now that we are chronologically reading these chapters, we are discussing these things. But at our point, we need to experience that same feelings of separation towards the elements of our sadhana. One day if we miss to chant with devotees, for whatever reason, we should feel that, hey, today I didn't chant in temple hall. I was chanting in room, or I was chanting in local train, or I was chanting in tempo traveler. So we should miss that experience. One day if we have not read Bhagavatam, we should miss it. One day we have not taken the darshan of the deities, we should miss it. Right? One day we have not discussed Krishna Katha with our devotees, we should miss that experience. So we, as I said many times earlier also, yesterday also, for someone who has no remembrance of the experience of associating with Krishna, feeling of separation from Krishna is extremely inconceivable. Even Arjuna's feelings are also inconceivable. Tadvai dhanushta ishava saratho hayaste. Compared to Arjuna, gopis are in such an exalted plane. Right? So, if someone who is in the mood of Aishwarya and then have certain relationship with Krishna, that itself is far out for a struggling sadhaka. How can we relate with the mood of a person who is totally in madhurya? Kevala. So it's extremely difficult. What Arjuna is going through, it's difficult to understand for us. What Pandavas are going through, what Yudhishthira, why he is asking 100 questions, speculative questions. Can't he understand? Can't he use logic? Why is he getting so emotional? He should use logic. Narada Muni already indicated that Krishna disappeared. Vidura did not reveal that news. And he is seeing so many dangerous omens in his kingdom. So can't he understand that Krishna disappeared? Why is he asking 100 questions? He is unable to accept the fact that Krishna disappeared. That's his feeling of separation. That's his love for Krishna. So at what stage that transition happens for a sadhaka, it's not, at least to my understanding, it's not in our hands. Krishna has to show mercy. And when will he show mercy? Seeing the intensity of our absorption in our sadhana, our seva, our japa, and our whatever shastric study, our serving of the deities and devotees, whatever our five potent forms are there, our nine limbs of devotional service are there, 64 limbs of devotional service are there. We focus on this 5, 9 and 64. Depending on our absorption in 5, 9, 64, one day, whenever he likes, his own will, it could be one day or one year or one lifetime or one day of Brahma, someday he will show mercy. We are just waiting for that mercy. This is my understanding. When will the transition happen, I can't say. If someone can... Yes, Prabhuji, you can say, share something. When will the transition happen? Vijay Prabhu is asking. Okay. It's a bit too much. We are discussing something which is way beyond our comprehension. It may seem like that. That's why Kaviraj Goswami clarified it in the beginning. Adilila only said, it may seem like lust, it is not lust. The difference between their feelings and the ordinary material lust here is like gold and iron. What is the difference there? He just gives a small example.
बोलेंगे अपन खरीदेंगे व्हाट विल परचेस वी नॉट एबल टू परचेस एनीथिंग बट वी हैव बीन गिवन दिस दिस टाइम लाइक वी हैड गिवन द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एटलीस्ट सिट ओवर देयर इट्स फार बियॉन्ड आवर रीच
या एटलीस्ट बाय प्रोपोस मेट्स वी आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द लिमिट दैट ए सोल कैन रीच व्हाट इज हिज पोटेंशियल दिस इज आवर पोटेंशियल या वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज आवर पोटेंशियल थियोरेटिकली नाउ When will we access that potential and awaken that potential? God knows. Only God knows, no one else. Right.
Vidagdha mrudu sadguna sushila snigdha karuna tumi tomar nahi dosha bhas. तबे ये तो मार मना ना ही स्मरे व्रज जना से ये मार दुर्दय विलास विदग्ध मृदु सद्गुण नाउ राधारानी स्टार्टेड ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्णा
यू आर विदग्ध वेरी रिफाइंड पर्सन वेरी जेंटलमैनली पर्सन जेंटल इज मृदु विदग्ध मृदु सद्गुण You are endowed with all good qualities, my dear Krishna. You are so great. And next is Sushila. Sushila means very good character person. Very well behaved, mannered person. Next is what? Snigdha. Snigdha means very soft hearted. Karuna, very merciful person. Tumi tomar nahi dosha bhas. Dosh ka abhas bhi nahi. You do not have even a trace of fault. Right? Yet, tabe ye tomar mana nahi smare vraja jana, se amara durdaiva vilas. Yet your mind is not remembering us. You are so pure, so elevated, so gentle, so well behaved. You are mrudu, snigdha, sadguna, karuna, etc., etc. But still you are not remembering Krishna, remembering Vrindavan. It's like basically she's chastising only. All your qualities are there, but where is your remembrance of Vrindavan? Why are you not remembering Vrindavan? It's really astonishing to us. And actually, this is our misfortune. Because you have so many qualities, good qualities, we can't blame you, after all. There's some sarcasm also in some of these praises. So, we cannot understand why you have forgotten our Vrindavan. We can only consider that it's our misfortune. Right, this is our misfortune. 145.
Nagani apana dukha dekhi vrajeshwari mukha vraja jener hridaya vidare नागणी आपनी दुखा देखी व्रजेश्वरी मुखा व्रज जने हृदय विदारे किबा मार व्रजवासी किबा जियाव व्रज आसी केन जियाव दुख साहेबारे Nagani apana dukha.
You may not care for my unhappiness, my dukha, my distress. You may not consider it. Dekhi Vrajeshwari mukha. At least see the face of your mother, morose mother, Yashodamai. If you don't love me, at least look at your mother's face. So withered, so astonished. You don't see single word spoken by mother Yashoda. When the proposal of Akrura came there. Akrura, at least whatever literature I have read, within that I didn't see much dialogues of Yashodamai. So when Garga Samhita and all these places, Yashodamai was so astonished to speak a single word. Nanda Maharaj, he is the head of the village and he had to have certain discussions with the people, meeting, he has to take a call, he has to accompany Krishna to Mathura and all. There, you don't see Yashodamai speaking much in that big meeting, late night meeting we discussed, right? I don't know if I said in your batch. So there was a late night meeting when Akrura came. In confidence, Akrura, Krishna and Balram were discussing about Kamsa's problems, Kamsa's atrocities, his plans to kill Krishna and Balram, how he is insulting Vasudeva and Devaki. The big meeting was there. After that meeting, another bigger meeting with this whole agenda, whether we have to send Krishna and Balaram to Mathura or not. That's the agenda of the meeting. Nanda, Upananda, many are there, even Purnamasi also came. And everybody is having meeting, big discussions are happening. But Yashodamai was unable to speak a single word. So, that's culture is one thing. Second, she is so speechless. The thought that Krishna will go out of Vrindavan did not even enter her mind last 10.5 years. Suddenly, she has to hear this. But everybody is just creating this kind of confidence that Krishna will come day after tomorrow. Just 2-3 days. Kamsa ka mar ka jayega. And he has killed so many demons here, he will also kill. But if we don't send Krishna, what will happen? Kamsa will attack our village. He is such a cruel fellow. We have to protect the entire village of Vrindavan. Of course, we have to protect Krishna, no doubt about it. But if we just respect Kamsa's order now and then go there, we will just minimize this kind of disturbance here. So like that, from various angles, different people are giving different opinions. And even Purnamasi also came and then she said, if Krishna goes, there will be auspiciousness for this world. But it might delay his coming back. What is that delay? No one could understand. For them, it may be 2-3 days. But gopis were 100% sure he will not come back. They are in Madhurya Rasa. And one aspect of this conjugal rasa is, someone else may capture my lover. He will have relationships with all these sophisticated ladies of Mathura and he will forget we, village girls, simple girls, innocent girls. We are no one. We are just playing with kodang here. We are making kodang cakes. We are washing cows. We are like this. He will come in contact with sophisticated people and they experience the sweetness of Krishna. Whichever lady experiences the sweetness of Krishna in Madhurya mode, cannot leave him. So Krishna will definitely get into that rasa. So gopis were 100% sure that Krishna may not come back. And whole night they were discussing in groups at different places. And till morning they were waiting, some elder should come and take some initiative. Why are they not understanding? They are just killing themselves. They are committing suicide by sending Krishna out of Vrindavan. So they were so absorbed in those feelings and they sang Viraha Gita and in the morning nothing happened. All the arrangements for Krishna's travel are happening. Nobody is intruding and then taking some action to stop Krishna from going. So they themselves came out. They just kept aside all their shame and social customs and everything they kept aside. They came out, caught Akrura's driver, his horses, his chariot, and then some people were just lying on the road. If you want to go, just go on our dead bodies. Some people were catching Krishna and Balaram. So like that, they were stopping Krishna and Balaram. So no, Yashodamai could not speak a single word in that scene. She was too shocked. Just like when Putana came to attack Krishna. So everybody trusted, because of Krishna's Leela Shakti, everybody trusted Putana. So after that, it was revealed that Putana came to just kill Krishna only. Then Krishna was holding on to Putana's body and Putana just jumped and ran out of pain and then she went and fell in the garden of Kamsa. At that time, when Putana died, some gopis picked up Krishna and then brought him to Yashodamai. Yashodamai could not speak a single word. She was too shocked to speak a single word. All the purificatory rituals and all of this were actually done by the other gopis. Even Rohini was also equally shocked. So Yashoda Mai was so shocked. And when Uddhava went to Krishna, Uddhava went to Vrindavan to pacify Krishna's parents and all the Vrajavasis, there Nanda Maharaj was speaking so many things with Uddhava. Yashoda could not speak a single word. She was just crying. When Nimaya was going to take sannyas, Sachi Mata was standing at the doorstep. She was just like a doll, like a statue. She was just motionless, just crying. Only tears were coming out of her eyes. She could not speak a single word. And Nimaya spoke many things to pacify her, but there's nothing that she could manage to do. She was too shocked, right? So, that face of Yashoda Mai, filled with intense affection for Krishna and filled with desires to express that affection and not having any hope of any opportunities to express that affection, she was so astonished. She was so shocked. Krishna, will you look at her face now? Nagani apana dukha dekhi vrajeshwari mukha. If you are so indifferent towards my feelings, look at the feelings, look at the face of Mother Yashoda. So, dekhi vrajeshwari mukha. See the morose face of Yashoda. Vraja janera hridaya vidare. Just because of you, just because you broke our hearts, all the vrajavasis are just crying profusely because of your activity. Why are you not coming? So, we can't imagine, even in our dreams, what could be the extent of the emotion that Lord Chaitanya or Srimati Radharani is feeling while speaking these words. It's inconceivable even to Krishna while hearing. So he wanted to really experience that intensity of prema. He just took her mood. He has stolen her mood. Just give me your mood. I want to experience what you are experiencing. And he came as Lord Chaitanya and he's speaking the same words to Jagannath. Jagannath is taking the role of Krishna there. Of course, he is Krishna. Jagannath is Krishna there. He is standing in the cart and hearing all these words of Lord Chaitanya. Basically, Radharani. So, this is a conversation between Krishna and Radharani. So, next he says, Kiba Mara Vrajavasi. I wonder whether you want to kill us or what. Kiba Mara Vrajavasi. You want to kill all the Vrajavasis? You have protected all the Vrajavasis from the attacks of so many demons. Keshi, Vyomasur, Aghasur, Arishtasur, this and that, so many demons came. You protected all of us from all those calamities and you yourself want to kill us. You saved our lives to take away our lives. Kiba jiyao vrajavasi. Or do you want to enliven them by coming here? Kena jiyao dukha sahibari. Why are you simply keeping them alive in the state of suffering? Either you kill or you keep us alive. This is death within life. While living, we are experiencing death at every moment. We are experiencing the pain of millions of deaths within one moment. How long we should live like this? When will you come back? So that's the intensity of her feeling.
तुम्हारा ये अन्य वेश अन्य संग अन्य देश व्रज जने कभू नहीं भाया व्रज भूमि छाड़ी तेनारे तुम ना देखिले मरे व्रज जनेर की हबे उपाय तुम्हारा ये अन्य वेश अन्य संग अन्य देश दिस योर न्यू अटायर एंड अन्य संग डिफरेंट अदर एसोसिएट्स दैट यू आर हैविंग ऑल दी सोल्जर्स दिस एंड दैट प्रिंस बिग बिग वॉरियर्स अन्य देश इन ए डिफरेंट प्लेस अन्य वेश अन्य संग अन्य देश डिफरेंट अटायर डिफरेंट प्लेस एंड डिफरेंट कंपनी व्रज जने कभू नहीं भाया Vrajavasis can never appreciate this. We never want you like this. We want you in a different flavor. Vrajabhume chadite nare toma na dekhile mare.
व्रज जेनेर के हबे उपाय. देन शी सेज दे कैनॉट लीव वृंदावन एंड विदाउट योर प्रेजेंस दे आर ऑल डाइंग देयर बिकॉज द वृंदावन एम्बियंस इज सो क्लोजली कनेक्टेड विद कृष्णा. नाउ यू मे से अरे why can't they come? If Krishna, if they are so surrendered devotees, if they are such a topmost devotees, they should come and live in Mathura. They should come and live in Dwarka. They should come wherever Krishna is. They should accept Krishna's will as it is. If Krishna wants to wear the dress of a prince and be with warriors, why are they demanding Krishna? Hey, kya? Is it too much demand? We can't understand what they are going through. We can't question them like that. So who can question Srimati Radharani? When she is demanding Krishna, you come back to Vrindavan. We don't like this mood. And all the people who are attached to that attire, that company, that mood, and like they will say, what's happening to us? Right? We are attached to Krishna in this attire, this mood, this company. And now that's like irrelevant for these Vrajavasis. Yes, that's a fact. Vrindavan Vasis means they want Vrindavan Krishna, cowherd boy Krishna. So they should, he should be with the cowherd boys and the gopas and calves there on the bank of Yamuna, just going into the forest. Then they are happy. Then they will say, Akshanvatam Falamidam Naparam Vidama. We don't see any other object of vision of our eyes. The purpose of having eyes is to see Krishna going with gopas and Balaram and the cows and calves into the Vrindavan forest. Decorated so nicely, Varaha Pedam, Natavaravapu, Karnayo, Karnikaram. But when he appeared in Kurukshetra, we can't see you. E darshan nahi chahiye humko. We want that darshan. So that's their mood. And the mood can never be changed eternally. That's eternally their mood. So different devotees appreciate Krishna in different forms. Right? That's their flavor. So next. तुमी व्रजर जीवन व्रजर राजर प्राणधन तुमी व्रजर सकल संपद. कृपार्द्र तुमार विना आसी जियाओ व्रज जन व्रजे उदय कराओ निज पद. तुमी व्रजेर जीवन, यू आर द लाइफ ऑफ वृंदावन. देर इज नो लाइफ इन वृंदावन इफ यू आर नॉट देर. व्रज राजेर प्राणधन, यू आर एस्पेशली द लाइफ ऑफ नंद महाराज. व्रजराज इज नंद महाराज. तुमी व्रजेर सकल संपदा, यू आर द ओनली वेल्थ ऑफ वृंदावन. यू आर द ओनली ऑपुलेंस ऑफ एंटायर वृंदावन. कृपार्द्र तुमार मन, एक्चुअली यू आर वेरी मर्सीफुल. Asi jiyavo vraja jana, please come. Let the residents of Vrindavan live. Please give us life, pranadan. You are our pranadhana. Give us pranadan. Just give us life. Vraje udaya karavo nijapada. Please manifest your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Different people complain about emotional support. We want emotional support. Recently, our Sanat Kumar Prabhu was giving a class. You get your emotional support from this. Meditate on the emotions of Srimati Radharani. It's far out, no doubt. We have to acknowledge the needs of subtle body. We are not denying that fact. Just like you acknowledge the needs of gross body, you should acknowledge the needs of subtle body also. So some emotional support, some appreciation, some encouragement, these are needed. That's the need of any soul. We are no one to judge others also. We should not overjudge others, ourselves also. But ultimately, the emotion that we are all aspiring for is emotion towards Krishna. And here is a prototype of that emotions. The potential of a soul's, how much emotion a soul could feel is this. Whatever emotions you seek in your relationships, they can never match this. Just see the words. Tumi vrajera jivana. Did you ever say this to anyone on whom you are emotionally dependent in this world? Tumi vrajera jivana. And she is saying this after 100 years of separation also. You may say that when someone is going to going somewhere. But after 10 days, out of sight, out of mind. Plus, here out of sight means more in mind. Getting right? Our case is out of sight, out of mind. You may feel, are thoda separation to me, I'm missing you. Aisa bol sakte. After few days, no more missing. Right? So, someone else will come. So, whether it is parents or brothers or sisters or friends or employees, relatives, co-sadhaka, this or whatever it may be, the extent of emotional exchanges an average human being feels in this world cannot match even a particle of a drop of the ocean of these emotions of Rajavasis towards Krishna. So we can never compare what's happening here and what's happening here. This may resemble so. There is no comparison. Tumi vrajera jivana vrajarajera pranadhana. Tumi vrajera sakala sampada. Sakala sampada. Although one may be so intimately connected with some other person, he still has his private life. He still has something confidential within his heart. No one can be so 100% transparent with anyone on the planet. Any challenges to this statement? Can an average human being, generally, I don't know any exceptions, I can't make such a statement, but generally, any average human being cannot be so unlimitedly transparent with another human being completely in this material world. That human being, whether he or she, will certainly have something private to one's own self. But here there is nothing private. In the deepest privacy of their heart, they have only Krishna, no one else. In their expression, in their emotion, in their interaction, in their heart, in their thinking, feeling, willing, everything is connected with Krishna 100%. There is nothing, there is no iota of anything other than Krishna in their entire existence. This is the potential of every soul. Why in this material world that is not there? Because we are meant to love Krishna. We are not meant to love anyone. Right? Even if we love someone, we love him only because he is connected with Krishna. If we ignore his connection with Krishna and if we maintain our love, that's of no use. Both of them will be here only. Right? So, Kripardra Tomaramana Asi Jiyava Vrajajana. Please come and make us live. Vraje Udayakarao Nijapada. Please manifest your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vrajavasi, Krishna. They eternally are together. They are supposed to be together eternally. When there is separation like this in this world, the emotions that churn the heart of all these Vrajavasis is unimaginable. Just by hearing a glimpse of this, we are not even scratching the surface of the emotions here. Still, it's like really wonderful for us, is it not? Just to hear these verses, read these verses. And we have not even understood even 0.001% of that emotion also. If that can overwhelm us so much while we are reading it, if that can astonish us so much while we are reading it, what to speak of entering little more? If it is 0.00001, just cut one zero, the intensity becomes more. Million times more. And what is speaking of cutting all zeros and coming to 1% and putting one more zero after one, putting one more zero after one, that is Radharani. We can't even understand the trace of these feelings. But Lord Chaitanya says, this is the highest aspiration. Sadhya of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, he's establishing it. And he came to give that. Unnata Ujjvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. So, where is another munificent incarnation than Lord Chaitanya? There is no one who can be more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. So, when Krishna descended, he killed so many demons. Ram descended, he killed so many demons, and they have been merciful to some people also. Ram said, I will forgive even Ravan. Krishna said, okay, I will give liberation even to Arishtasur, Putana and other people. That's fine. But Lord Chaitanya, Krishna as Lord Chaitanya is bestowing that love for Krishna. Krishna prema pradayate. What is the extent of that prema you can see in these verses. Lord Chaitanya, he is not mukti pradayate. He is not bhukti pradayate. He is Krishna prema pradayate. So he has given, he has come to bestow that love for Krishna. That too what? In conjugal mood. Unnata ujjvala rasamsa bhakti shriyam. Right? Through nama. And the process of his giving that gift of love of Godhead is also so simple. Nam. Chant the holy names. Very easy process. The loftiest goal that can be imagined, even imagined by anyone. Right? The payment is so simple. Just pay 10 rupees. What you will get? You will get Kohinoor diamond. Or whichever diamond, I don't know what is the best thing. What is the costliest thing on this planet? We don't know. So, that's why Lord Chaitanya is most munificent incarnation. There is no other incarnation who is as merciful as Lord Gauranga. Chirat adattam nijagupta vittam saprema namamrutamatyudaraha. Chirat adattam, this has never been bestowed before. Or it has not been bestowed since long time. What is that long time? We don't know. 10 saal ho gaya, 20 saal ho gaya, aisa nahi. Few lifetimes of Brahma happened, we don't know. Chirat adattam, for a long time he has not been bestowed this. Nijagupta vittam, the most secret confidential treasure of love of Krishna. Nijagupta vittam, what is that? Saprema namamrita matyudaraha. He has come to bestow that nectarian love, prema and nama, name of Krishna. Ati udaraha, there is no other person who is as udara as Krishna. Apamaroyo vitatara gaura, and who is he giving to? Apamaroyo, most rotten, degraded, fallen, useless person who is the best fitting candidate for hundreds of hellish planets, for thousands of years. He is giving to them also. So, prema namamrita matyudaraha apamaroyo vitatara gauraha krishno janebhya tamaham prapadye. If one cannot utilize this opportunity of taking shelter of Lord Gauranga's mercy, he is missing a biggest, what is that called, bumper draw or lucky draw, whatever, bumper offer, whatever it may be. So he is missing that. Vapas ye bumper offer kab aayega pata nahi. Chirad adattam, and after some millenniums we may have to again, chirad adattam. For a long time he has not bestowed. Seeing this is easy because the conditionings pull us so much that we will just feel guilty that I am unable to take this. Although Lord Chaitanya is ready to give this, I am unable to take this because of hundreds of conditionings still pulling me. Anarthas are still there. Like that. Emergency. Taking shelter of Krishna in emergency. Okay. Next. 120. 147. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of other Vrindavan Vasis also, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and other people. Please come there. Suniya Radhikavani Vraja Preme Mane Ani Bahe Bhave Vyakula Deha Mana. Vrajalokera prema suni apanake runimani kare krishna tare asvadana. So now Radharani spoke such heartfelt words, unimaginable and inconceivable to the mind of a conditioned soul. So she spoke. Now Krishna started replying to her. So here, Suniya Radhika Vani, hearing Radharani's words, Vraja Prema Mane Ani. So remembering the prema of all the Vrajavasis. Bhave Vyakulita Dehamana. Even Krishna is also so perturbed. His body and his mind are perturbed hearing this ardent appeal of Radharani. Vraja Lokera Premasuni Appanake Runimani. Hearing this description, short, brief description of just 5-6 verses, 10 verses. Hearing this description of Vrindavan Vasi's love for him, Appanake Runimani, Krishna felt, I am so indebted. Krishna can never be indebted to anyone. Considering the wealth, his opulence, his power, his strength, there cannot be any debt that he cannot repay. But here he is saying that, Appanake Runimani, I am a Rini. I can't repay the debt of Vrajavasis, especially Madhurya devotees. Na parayeham, niravadya samyujam. So, kare Krishna tare aswasan. So, he tried to do aswasan, means to satisfy, to pacify the heart of these Vrajavasis, especially Srimati Radharani, who is trying to appease Krishna. Please come. So, Lord Chaitanya is experiencing all this. Emotions of Radharani. And who is speaking? Who is pacifying? Krishna is pacifying. Whom he is pacifying? Krishna only. Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, both are same personality. But actually Krishna is pacifying Radharani because in the form of Lord Chaitanya has accepted the mood of Radharani. So now he is not Krishna anymore. He is Radharani directly. So, Suniya Radhika Vani, he said, Sida. Our Kaviraj Goswami, Suniya Gauranga Vani nahi. Suniya Radhika Vani. Suniya Chaitanya Vani nahi. Suniya Radhika Vani. Whatever we said so far are Srimati Radharani's words spoken by Lord Chaitanya. Right? And that's the purpose of Krishna's descent as Lord Chaitanya. So, he is just fulfilling the internal reason for his descent.
Pranapriya sunamora yehi satya vachanam Tomas abar smarani Jhuvan muni ratri dine Mora dukha nakjane kona jana
So Krishna is saying Pranapriya, oh, the dearest Radharani, you are my Pranapriya, Radha Preyan Vidhurjayati. Krishna endeavors his best to please Srimati Radharani. Where is this verse from? Bhakti Rasamrita, first verse. Radha Preyan Vidhurjayati. So he is saying, Pranapriya, oh dearest personality of my heart, Suna, please hear. Mora ye Satya Vachana, I will speak the truth. I am not cheating. You said my Kutinati and all this. That is your bhava, I understand that. But let me speak some truthful words. Toma sabar smarane jhuron muyi ratri dine. Just to remember, by remembering all of you, I cry. Jhuron means I cry ratri dine. I cry day and night. Remembering all of you. Mora dukha na jane kona jana. And no one else knows my unhappiness, my distress. You see, we need to empathize with Krishna also. As we discussed earlier, Krishna has other responsibilities also. He has to fulfill those responsibilities also. But this Vrajavasis have no other object of love or affection or no other thing in their mind other than Krishna. Right? They don't have any other response. They are not bothered. Creation kaise chalega? Kaun Brahma kaun banega udhar? So they don't have to worry about all those things. Of course, Krishna also doesn't have to worry about all those things. No, definitely no worry. He is into delegation. All his energies will do the needful. All his expansions will do the needful. But all of them are Krishna only. right? Krishna is not, he is completely staying as Purana Purushottam. At the same time, he is simultaneously staying with all these expansions also. So he needs to address with other people also. He is doing that. But for them, there is no one else other than Krishna in their mind. Krishna also wishes that there is no one else other than Vrajavasis in my mind. He also wishes, but we are also coming into his mind. The poor fellows, how will they be delivered? We want to give them also the sadhya, kantaprim. We want to give them also. So, like that, Krishna is saying this. Mora dukkha na jane kona jana. And you are just blaming me. Do you know what is my distress? Right? I understand your distress. I can't understand your distress also. How much love you have. But I am also involved in many places. Now you see what he has to say. 150. 20 minutes break ho gaya. No problem. Rajavasi yata jana mata pita sakha gana sabe haya mora prana sama. Tara madhya gopi gana sakshat mora jivana tumi mora jivanera jivan. Vrajavasi yatajana mata pita sakhagana sabe haya mora pranasama. All these Vrajavasis and mata pita sakhas, all these, they are my pranasama also, they are my life also. Please understand this. So you are blaming, of course, he did not say that you are blaming and all, but Radharani said earlier that Vrajabhume chadite nari toma na dekhile mare. You are left Vrindavan and you are killing us. And later she said, before that she said, do you remember mata pita sei Vrajavasi jana mata pita bandhugana bada chitra kemane parasila pasarila. So how have you forgotten your mata pita bandhugana? He said, mata pita bandhugana, I still remember. Not remember, they are my life. They are my life and they are in my heart. So, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my father, mother, cowherd boyfriends and everything else are like my life and soul. And amongst all of them, gopis are even more. See, tara madhye gopi gana. So, generally Vrajavasis are like my life. Tara madhya gopi gana sakshat mora jivana. Amongst them, the gopis are like my life. So, tumi mora jivanera jivana. You are the life of my life. He compared Vrajavasis with prana. And he compared the gopis with jivana. He compared Radharani with jivanera jivana. Right? So, you are the life of my life. To that extent, I love. You are my very life. And Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. She is the center of all the activities of Vrindavan. She is the jivanera jivan of Krishna. If Krishna is Vrajaraj, he is the great, the life or the center of attraction in entire Vrindavan. Krishna's life, life of the life of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Actually, Radharani is more important than Krishna in Vrindavan. Right? For Krishna. So, in Vrindavan, Krishna is just like an instrument or simply a decoration for Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the Vrajavasis still chant Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna is Madana Mohana and Radharani is Madana Mohana Mohini, the enchanter of Krishna also. This beautiful verse comes in some of the later chapters. When Lord Chaitanya entered Vrindavan, he saw all the trees and he saw the animals and forests of Vrindavan. So at one point, two parrots were standing on the tree, Sukha and Sarika, and they glorified Radha and Krishna. So Sukha said, we discussed this earlier also, Saundaryam Lalanali Dhairya Dalanam Leela Ramastambhini. How many of you are aware of that verse or memorized or whatever? Ratnamala, of course, is there. Without that verse, Ratnamala cannot be complete. It cannot be called Ratnamala if that verse is not there. Okay. It can be called. There are other Ratnas also, but it is very, this is one of the most important Ratna. So, there, Krishna Jagan Mohana. We'll discuss that verse after a few days. I'll not, it's a very long verse. So, next verse, Sarika says, she says, the female pirate, she glorifies Radharani. How Radharani is superior to Krishna also. You are glorifying Krishna so much. See how glorious Radharani is. She says, Sri Radhikaya Priyata Swarupata Susilata Nartana Gana Chaturi Gunali Sampad Kavitacha Rajate Jagan Mano Mohana Chitta Mohini. So, Sri Radhika Priyata Swarupata. Srimati Radharani is so dear to Krishna and she is the internal potency of Krishna. Susilata, she's endowed with such great character. Nartana Gana Chaturi, she is expert in singing and dancing and many other artistic aspects like that. Nartana Gana Chaturi. Gunali Sampat Kavitacha Rajate Jagan Mano Mohana Chitta Mohini. With all her great attributes, she can enchant that person who entices the cupid also. That Jagan Mano Mohana Chitta Mohini. So, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham are like my prana and gopis are my jivana and you are my jivaniya jivana. So, that, like that, Krishna in one verse he acknowledged the love and affection of all the Vrajavasis. Next, 151. Toma sabar premarase ama keka rilavase ami tomar adhina kevala. तोमा सब छाड़या आम दूर देश गेलाया राखी आछे दुर्दैव प्रबल तोमा सबार प्रेम रसे आमा के करील वशी योर रसा ऑफ प्रेम योर लव लविंग अफेक्शन टुवर्ड्स मी जस्ट मेक मी कंट्रोल्ड बाय दैट. I am controlled, I am conquered, I am defeated by your love and affection. Ami tomara adhina kevala. I am completely surrendered unto you. Krishna tells us, you surrender unto me, but where is his surrender? His surrender is towards the Vrajavasis. I surrender unto Vrajavasis. Where are Vrajavasis? Where are gopis? Where is Krishna? And Toma Sabha Chhadaya Ama Dure Deshe Leya. And I left all of you and I went to some other distant place. Rakhiya Che Durdaiva Prabala. He says, this is all my own misfortune. And what did Radharani say some verses back? You left everything. You have so many good qualities. You are Sadguna Sampartha. What is that? Vidagdha Mrudu. Number Balu? 143, na? Vidagdha, Mrudu, Sadguna, Sushila, Snigdha, Karuna, you have so many good qualities. Tabeya tumara mana nahi smare vrajajana. Still you don't remember Vrindavan Vasis. Ye amara durdaiva vilas. This is our own great misfortune. Now Krishna is saying, Raghiyaje durdaiva prabala. It's my misfortune, not your misfortune. If when I left you and went to some other place, it's my misfortune, not your misfortune. I am in separation from you. 152. Priya priya sangahina, priya priya sangavina, nahi jiye ye satya pramana. Mora dasha swaneyabe, tarayayi dashahabe, ye bhaye duhe rakhe prana. प्रिया प्रिया संगहीन विदाउट प्रिया प्रिया संगहीन मीन्स वेन ए लवर इज सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम द बिलव्ड वेन लवर्स आर सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम ईच अदर नेदर ऑफ देम कैन लिव द मैन हु इज सेपरेटेड विथ हिज फेवरेट वुमन cannot live. And the woman who is separated with her favorite man cannot live. It may seem like external material affair, but it is not like that. Everything is seemingly so ordinary, but it is so divine. It's inaccessible and it's unimaginable and it's inconceivable to the conditioned mind of a fallen soul. When something is seemingly resembling what we are undergoing here, please understand it's not like that. Right? The more understandable it is apparently, the more inconceivable it is actually when it comes to the dealings between Krishna and the Vrajavasis. It seems like too inconceivable. To understand, how can Mahavishnu, from his sweat pores, universe is coming? And from Mahavishnu's sweat pores, universes are coming. How is it possible? It's inconceivable. And from each of those universes, he again expands as Garbhodakasaya Vishnu. And from navel, this lotus comes, universal lotus comes. 14 planetary systems are there in it. All these seem very inconceivable. But when Yashodamai is tying Krishna there, it seems, ye to hote rehte hai, I can see. But understand, this is more inconceivable than Mahavishnu's emanating universes. Makes sense? Doesn't make sense. But that is fact. We cannot ascertain the real meaning of the Vraja Leelas. As much as we can ascertain the import of Srishti Leela. Yeah, second canto. Fifth canto, right. One of the last verses, he says that. It is so seemingly ordinary and down to earth. Actually, it is so. It is so down to earth. It's filled with simplicity and innocence, no doubt about it. But because we are so conditioned in this material world, we think that it is ordinary, but it is so transcendental. Even Mahavishnu, who is performing such inconceivable activities, he is enchanted to these activities of Krishna. I want to see Krishna. They are attracted to Krishna. So, the person whose activities are so inconceivable to you, he gets attracted to these simple activities of Krishna just eating food here. Krishna is eating food with all the gopas, right? Brahmaji got astonished seeing that. For Brahmaji, manifesting 14 planetary systems is not so astonishing. But Krishna's eating food with other gopas, their jota is so astonishing to Brahmaji. You go on the way to my room, you will see that. That's so astonishing. That's so inconceivable to him. Brahmaji got bewildered. How can we so conveniently say that I understood Vrajaleela? We say that 10th canto bolta hai yaar. Srishti leela mat bolo mere ko. We don't have to read all that. No, that is more conceivable. First we understand the greatness of it. Once we go through all those leelas, once we acknowledge Krishna's majesty, Krishna's being the source of Mahavishnu and all the other expansions, not only once acknowledging, regularly reminding ourselves of Krishna's superiority over Mahavishnu and all these Aishwarya pastimes, then our understanding of Vraja Leelas of Krishna makes some sense. Till then, we don't actually understand the import. Yes, if somebody is naturally an exalted devotee, he is naturally endowed with such simple devotion and love and attraction and innocence, such rare souls may relate with it. But the conditioned soul's conditioning is to get attracted to power, majesty, grandeur. Unless it is presented in such a way, they can't accept. You get some VIP guest. Ask him, oh, kaudang floor ke upar bait ke prasad lethi. And take patal. What patals all these gopas use, you know? They take some stone slabs and then wash it and then they eat on that. Some people take small leaves and then they join them together, bunch of leaves, they join them together and then make an patal and then eat it. Some people take such big leaf, lotus leaf and all, one big leaf, that's their plate. And some other people will take, flowers, right? Flower petals, you know, big petals, they just manage to make a plate. If you serve food to a guest like that, he will get offended. Take them into AC room, right? Put on fan. And as soon as they are entering, you just throw some whatever scent on them. And every small item you give in, some nice glass bowl or maybe golden bowl. So then they get impressed. Arre, chal rahe, kuch chal rahe. Then every time some servant has to come and all. But what Krishna is doing there? He'll just take the jhota of his friends and then eat. All items are in one plate only. They just tie the whole thing in one cloth. Their whole, what is that called, prasadam, curd rice or whatever. They just tie in some cloth and they put it, gamcha or whatever, and then they go. That's all. Yesterday also we discussed, no media, tebra, babushay, taritambaraya. Simplicity. People are so obsessed with grandeur that they cannot appreciate simplicity. So, Mahavishnu Leelas are relevant for them, not Vraja Leelas. They can't appreciate Vraja Leelas. Hey, Krishna is playing like this. Because they are impressed with their grandeur. So that's why we need to understand. To a small extent or big extent, that is only there in many of us also. Right? So it's relevant to read Bhagavatam from 1st canto till 9th canto, then start 10th canto. Read up to 28th chapter. Then you begin 29th chapter of Raspantyati. Don't directly begin 29th chapter. 10.29 se chalu karenge hum Bhagavat katha. Prabhupada chastises such people. 10.29 nahi, 1.1. First, janmadyasya yataha, om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Next. When a woman is separated from a man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live for each other, only for each other. Other person dies if another person is not there. 153. Sei sati premavati premavan sei pati viyogeye vanche priyahite. नागणे अपन दुख वांछे प्रिय जन सुख से दुई मिले अचिरते. से सती प्रेमवती, दैट सती, दैट चेस्ट वाइफ इज एंडोड विथ प्रेम, फुल ऑफ लव. प्रेमवती प्रेमवान से ही पति, एंड दैट पति हस्बैंड ऑल्सो इज एंडोड विथ फुल लव. वियोगे ये वांछे प्रिय हिते. In Viyoga, in separation also, they only desire the welfare of their beloved. Nagane apana dukha. They don't consider their own personal unhappiness. Vanche priyajana sukha. They should desire for the happiness of their beloved people. Right? Sei dui mile achirate. Such people can meet again soon. If one is so overwhelmed with the thoughts of welfare and service and love and affection for the beloved, they are so fortunate and they will soon again meet. So here Krishna is giving a hope to Srimati Radharani that we will meet, don't worry. I love you and you love me. And we are separated for whatever reason, we will again meet again. So no doubt about it. So Krishna is giving that assurance. राखिते तो मारा जीवन सेवी आमी नारायण तारे शक्य आसी नीति नीति. तोमासने क्रीड़ा करी नीति आई यदुपुरी ताह तुम्हें मन मोरा स्फूर्ति.
Read. You are the most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By His merciful potency, I came to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then returned to Dwarka Dham, thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan.
Rakhite tomar jivan sevi ami Narayana. Sevi ami Narayana. Sevi means I worship. Whom? Narayana. The discussion seems very conventional. Krishna is worshipping Narayana to protect the life of Vrajavasis, Radharani. So, these things cannot be taken very literally, but it may happen that way also, as a part of the Leela. So, that doesn't make Narayana superior to Krishna. That doesn't make Narayana as the cause of the meeting of Radha and Krishna. And Narayana is non-different from Krishna also, right? But it's a convention. My prayer is that we come together. My prayer is that you stay happily. And whom he will pray? He has to pray himself only. He can't say, I am praying to Krishna. Krishna can't say, I am praying to Krishna that you be happy. So he'll say Narayana. Narayana is the presiding deity and worshipable deity of so many devotees. So he's just presenting himself as Narayana. Just like Gopis worship Katyayani, please take Krishna towards us.
Tara Shakti Asi Niti Niti.
By the Shakti, by his potency, I come to you daily. Every day I am coming to you. Thomas Ane Krida Kari, and I am doing pastimes with you. Niti Yai Yadupuri, Taha Tumi Manaha Moraspurti. So I return to Dwarakapuri after that. Thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Somehow by Narayana's grace, we are meeting every day and you are also feeling my presence. That's what he told also when he left. Garga Samhita says, next 155.
Mora bhagyamo vishaye tomaraye prema haye sei prema parama prabala. Lukkana ama ane sangakaraye tomasane. Prakateha Ani Besatvara.
Morabhagya Movishaye, Tomaraye Primahaye. Read. Our loving affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. Sei Prema Parama Prabala. The love between Radha and Krishna and Vrajavasis is Parama Prabala. It's extremely strong. By the mercy of Narayana. Next, this allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that that very soon I will be visible to everyone also. Now, in aprakata form I am coming there. So I will become prakata also very soon. So Krishna has aprakata and prakata leela. So it's mentioned also in purport. These are identical for a sincere devotee. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's constant absorption in the affairs of Krishna makes him always present. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanina. If one has premanjan, then he can feel Krishna's presence everywhere. Because during his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in his service. So, Krishna says, I am present in Vrindavan only, don't worry. And I am coming every day to meet you by Narayana's grace. He is saying that.
Yadavera vipaksha yata dushta kamsapaksha taha ami kailun sabaksha ya.
So yadavera vipaksha. There are yadavas and there are enemies of yadavas.
Yata dushta kama paksha, kamsa paksha, taha ami kailun sabakshaya.
I have to destroy all those people who are the enemies of Yadu dynasty, who are the supporters of Kamsa.
Ache dui charijana taha mari vrindavana ailama ami janiya nishchaya.
So after killing these people, then I will come to Vrindavan. Again, so doi charijan, do char log bach gaya, demons. Two or four demons are still living
And when it comes to English, it's little. Two or four demons are still living. Do char rakshas log hai. I'll just kill them. I want to kill them also. And after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. I will definitely come. So, just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. So, if you have to have loving exchanges, it has to be in Vrindavan only. Right? If you have to chant, we'll chant in with devotees only. We'll chant in temple hall only. So, like that. Some devotees are like that. Because if I miss that place, it becomes very difficult for me to focus on the holy name. So, many devotees just fix one spot in the temple hall. They don't move there. Because of these legs, I have to move from my place. My standard place is gone. Last 4 years I was sitting there. So, 157. Seyi Shatrugana Haite Vraja Jana Rakhite Rahi Rajye Udasina Haya. Yeva Stri Putradhane Kari Rajya Avarani Yadu Ganera Santosha Lagiya.
I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus.
Sei Shatrugana Haite Vrajajana Rakhiti. So, if I come and stay in Vrindavan, all these enemies of Kamsa, enemy supporters of Kamsa and enemies of Yadus, they will come and attack Vrindavan. So, Vrajajana Rakhiti. I want to protect Vrindavan Vasis from the attacks of demons. And especially enemies of Yadus. Rahi Rajya Udasinahaya. Udasinahaya. Indifferently. Somehow I am managing to stay here. It's so painful for me also to stay away from you. Don't think that you are only feeling that pain of separation from me. I am also feeling that pain of separation from you. So, I am staying there only to take care of you. But a demon, kaun aayega, jayega, marega, that doesn't make any difference to Vrajavasis. They are absorbed in their own love. But Krishna has to do that also. Just like a child, a dependent child. Morning we were sitting in Bhagavatam class and Premdan Prabhu came with his boy. Is that Neel Madhav? He kept the boy down, offer obeisances. Oh, he's not bending only. He somehow pushed him to make obeisances and he just left there, laid down there. He's not getting up also. Then when he got up and he's just wanting to make him walk little while, but he said, oh, I want to climb. So he just climbed and he was just holding. Whatever the child wants, father is supposed to do. Simple. So there is no thinking on the part of Neel Madhav. Whatever he wants, he is free to express. Right? If he doesn't get it, within a second he will cry. And it's Premadan's responsibility to make sure that he stops crying and then he gets what he wants. Right? That's the absolute dependence of an infant child on the parents. They don't have to think about 100 things. Right. So he need not go all the way till Vrindavan Vihari altar. Premdan has to take him. Take other. He has to move, he has to turn his head also towards the deities. So he has to make everything. And if, for example, he's driving on a bike. Balram, you know Balram? A small boy. His father is Adhika Dadarpu, right? When he was a small child, so Adhika Dadarpu was sitting on the bike and making Balram sit there, and he is in his own world, like this, sit like this, and he is just more or less hugging the child and then trying to drive. And the child is also putting the hands on the handle, and as if he is driving. He can imagine anything, he can do anything, his absolute dependence is there. And the child should not fall off, nothing should happen to him, he should enjoy his ecstasy. All that responsibility goes to the father. right? Child is completely carefree. Similarly, Vrajavasis are dependent devotees. Devotees who completely, absolutely depend on Krishna, they have no other thoughts other than their love for Krishna. Right? Nilamadhu just has to maintain his touch with Premdhan. Bas. Balaram ji, Balaram Prabhu, Balaram boy has to be in touch with Prabhuji, Adagadadhar Prabhu. That's all. They will take care. So, devotee is concerned about his devotion, his surrender, his dependence on Krishna. He is not even consciously thinking that I am depending and he is protecting me also. By default, that protection is offered to the devotee, such a dependent devotee, who has no other thought than maintaining one's connection with Krishna. Rest, everything else, it's the responsibility of the master or the father or the supreme lord to take care of such a exclusive devotee. So, it is Krishna's responsibility to protect all the Vrajavasis from all these demons. It's his responsibility. He need not think about it. They need not think about it. They are saying, when will you come, when will you come? Are you don't, you know, or what? There are so many people are there, so many demons are there. They will come and attack Vrindavan. You understand this or not? Understand, you are grown up. Krishna doesn't say all that. Please, wait for some time. Mark Ajatam. I'll just kill these fellows and then come back. He's just pacifying them. That's his responsibility. Right? And they're totally dependent. So we are aspiring for that unconditional surrender with no analysis. Taking shelter so effortlessly and absolutely without any calculations. Right? Natural surrender, spontaneous surrender. Surrender that is not subjected to any considerations, any analysis. So now it's Krishna's responsibility. I am just protecting all these people. And he is not, because they are so dependent on him, they love him so much, he is not expecting things from them also. Right? Can you understand what I am going through? Say, a father may sometimes get frustrated in front of his family members. If the grown-up children say that, you have not given me bike, you have not given me mobile, all my friends are using iPhone and you have not given me even MI phone. So like that he may complain. So if he is grown-up, then the father may sometimes express his frustration also. Do you know how much I am struggling to earn money? You study and then get a job and then do what I am doing, then you will understand. Now you will not understand. He may express his frustration. But if he is an infant baby crying for milk, no mother will chastise him. No father will chastise him. You can't see Premdhan Prabhu just chastising Nilamadhu just because Nilamadhu is saying, lift me, I can't walk. He has to address it. And he spontaneously addresses it also. He has no complaints about this. Because of the infancy, because of the innocence, because of the simplicity of that surrender and seeking shelter, so there is absolutely no reservations on the part of the master to protect the child, protect the dependent devotee. Right. So, now Krishna is explaining his situation. I will just do this and come, please. If Nilamadhu is saying, please lift me up, let me offer obeisances and come back to you. So, he may take that 1 minute break. So, he may take 1 century break, but he can take 1 minute break or half minute break and then come back immediately. I am there for you. Yeah, tell me what to do. Like that. So, when Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejanaha paryupasate, Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. What does that mean? Don't think of anything else other than me, then I will think of only you and nothing else. Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yejanaha Paryupasate. That is absolute surrender that we can see in the example of Vrajavasis. Without thinking of anything else, the if the surrender is so natural, so spontaneous, to explain this, I often give this example of Uttara. Uttara was attacked by Brahmastra. And Uttara just ran towards Krishna for protection. That was so natural for her. She was not calculating, will Bhima protect me? He is a club fighter. Will Arjuna protect me? He has Gandiva. Will Yudhishthira protect me? Or should I go to Kunti? Because when a lady needs something, she can express to another lady, not so much to the men. So, no calculations. Kunti is there, all the Pandavas are there, so many other soldiers or warriors, so many people may be there. But she so naturally, spontaneously, just ran towards Krishna only. That's the dependence of a devotee. Next. Where are we? 156. 158, na? ಯದುಗಣಿಯರ ಸಂತೋಷ ಲಾಗೆ ಯಾವೇ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಪುತ್ರ ಧನಿ ಕರಿ ರಾಜ್ಯ ಆವರಣೆ ಯದುಗಣಿಯರ ಸಂತೋಷ ಲಾಗಿಯ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇಂಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೈ ರಾಯಲ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಎರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ವೇಷ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೇಶ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟೂ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಸ್ ಟು ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ವೇಷ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸಂಘ all these warriors around you, soldiers around you, and this place, Kurukshetra, it's not exciting to us. Not at all exciting to us. You should come back to Vrindavan. He says, I am not attached to this Vesha. I am not attached to this Desha. I am not even attached to this Sangha. I am attached to you. But I am obliged here. Let me fulfill those obligations. I am not attached to my royal position. I am actually indifferent to my royal position. I like the jhad patta of Vrindavan and then I want to put all those mango buds and leaves and flowers on my head. This crown is so heavy for me. I am not so excited to wear this crown. I want the simple Vrindavan turban, Krishna says. So, kari rajya avarane yaduganeera santosha lagiya. Whatever wives, sons and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of yadus. They are also dependent on me to a certain extent, in certain flavor. I am reciprocating with that flavor. Jildi ho gaya class? Oh. Next. I have to attend to that also. Next. Tomara ye prema guna kare ama akarshana ani beyama dina dasa bise. ಪುನಾಸಿ ವೃಂದವನೇ ವ್ರಜವಧು ತುಮಸನಿ ವಿಲಸಿಬ ರಾಜನಿ ದಿವಸೇ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಅಶ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ತುಮಾರಯೇ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಗುಣ ಯೋರ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಯೋರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಟಿಕ್ ಲವ್ ಕರೆ ಆಮ ಆಕರ್ಷಣ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಆನಿ ಬೇ ಆಮ ದಿನ ದಶ ಬೀಸಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ Just 10-20 days you give me. Do char demon ne, 10-20 din de do. Okay, I'll finish them and come back. Punaha asi vrindavane vrajavadhu tomasane. I will immediately come to Vrindavan again and vrajavadhu tomasane and stay in the association of all these vrajagopis. Vilasiba rajani divase. Both day and night vilasiba. Vilasiba means I will manifest there, I will perform pastimes there. Rajani divasi, night and day, both.
Etatare kahikshana kahikrishna vrajayaite satrishna eka shloka padi sunaila. Eka shloka padi sei shloka suniradha. ಕಾಂಡಿಲಾ ಸಕಲ ಬಾಧ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿಯ ಪ್ರತೀತಿ ಹೈಲ ಸೊ ಏತ ತಾರೆ ಕಹಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಯಾಯಿತೆ ಸತ್ಕೃಷ್ಣ
So while speaking like this to Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He also came into that mood, let me come back to Vrindavan. So Radharani also felt quite comfortable. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would attain Krishna again. What is that? Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishtyaya dasin mat sneho bhavatinam madapanaham. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam. Krishna told this to whom? 10.82. Kurukshetra only. So, bhakti is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is only the reason for my returning there to you. So, because you have so much love for me, I will definitely come back to you. Don't worry. 161. Ei sabha artha prabhu swarupa rasane rat रात्रि दिने घरे वसी करे आस्वादने. So these verses that Lord Chaitanya is reciting in the Rathyatra, during the Rathyatra, in the mood of Radharani, Sarup Damodar Goswami constantly reminds him of all of that. Next. Nrityakale sei bhave avishta hayya श्लोकपडि नाचे जगन्नाथ मुखच्छायम. So Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in this ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, he danced and recited these verses. स्वरूप गोसाईर भाग्य नायय वर्णन प्रभुते आविष्ट यर काय वाक्यमन. So Swarup Damodar Goswami's fortune is unimaginable. No one has the fortune of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind and words. Prabhute avishta yara kaya vakya mana. Swarupera indriya prabhura nijendriya ganam. Avishta haya kare gana asvadanam. And swarupa indriya prabhura nijendriya ganam. The senses of Lord Chaitanya were identical with the senses of Swarupa. Therefore, Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed when Swarup Damodar sings. Bhavira avishaka bhu bhumite vasiyam tarjanite bhumi likhe adho mukha hayam. In emotional ecstasy, Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground looking down. He will write something on his on the ground with his finger, especially when the gopis also, when Krishna told them, you can go back homes and all, in their anxiety, in their simplicity, they started writing something. What they write, we don't know, but they write something with their fingers of the feet, finger, couple their toes on the ground. Rukmini also. Devahuti also. Devahuti in front of Kardamani. Angulite kshatakat habe janidam. Angulite kshatahabe janidamudar. Bhayani jakare nirvaraya prabhukar. Read.
Fearing that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Swarup Damodar checked him with his own hand.
Prabhura bhavanu rupa swarupe raganam yaveya irasataha kahi murtiman. Very nice verse. Prabhura bhavanu rupa swarupe ragan. Bhava anurupa. Just aligning with the mood, bhava, emotion of Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, he has Swarup Damodar Goswami singing. Yabayai rasataha kare murtiman. Whatever particular mellow, rasa, that Mahaprabhu is tasting, Swarup Damodar would personify it by singing.
श्री जगन्नाथेरा देखे श्री मुख कमलम ताहर उपर सुंदर नयन युगल।
महाप्रभु लुक्ड अपॉन द ब्यूटिफुल लोटस लाइक फेस एंड आईज ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ।
सूर्यर किरणे मुख करे झलमल माल्य वस्त्र दिव्य अलंकार परिमल।
सो दीज आर सम अदर फीचर्स ऑफ द रथयात्रा। वन थिंग इज लॉर्ड चैतन्य एक्सटेसी अपॉन सीइंग लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ, दैट्स बीइंग डिस्क्राइब्ड नाउ इन द नेक्स्ट फ्यू वर्सेस। सो जगन्नाथ वॉज गार्लैंडेड नाइसली, ड्रेस्ड विद नाइस गारमेंट्स, adorned with beautiful ornaments, his face was glittering from the rays of sunshine and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. Prabhura hridaye ananda sindhu uthailam unmada unmada jhanjavata tatkshane uthilam. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Ocean of transcendental bliss. Prabhura hridaye ananda sindhu. Ananda Sindhu Uthila. Next, the symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. Anandonmade Uthaya Bhavera Tarangam Nana Bhava Sainye Upajila Yudharangam. Kaviraj Goswami is giving such beautiful comparisons. The Ananda means the happiness of Lord Chaitanya is like an ocean. Next, his unmada, unmada means his madness is like a hurricane. Third, bhava, his emotions are like taranga. Taranga means waves. Ocean, hurricane, waves. Nana bhava sainye upajila yuddharanga. And different emotions are coming. Tarangas are coming. When tarangas just come, sometimes they overlap and they sometimes hit each other, right? In an ocean. So all these bhavas that Mahaprabhu is experiencing, they became like soldiers, sainya, started fighting with each other, as if they are on the yuddharanga. Nana bhava sainye upajila yuddharanga. So this is a comparison.
भावोदय भावशांति संधिसाबल्यम संचारी सात्विक स्थायी स्वभाव प्राबल्यम।
There was an increase in the natural emotional symptoms. Bhava udaya. Thus there was awakening emotions, peacefulness, joined, mixed, transcendental, prevalent emotions and impetus for emotion. So like that, these are all different technical words, technical terminologies for explaining the mood of Lord Chaitanya, emotions of Lord Chaitanya.
Prabhura sharirayena shuddha himachalam bhava pushpa druma tahe pushpita sakalam.
Again, Mahaprabhu is compared with Himalaya mountain here. And all the different emotional ecstasies are like flower trees on the Himalaya mountains that are blooming so nicely.
Dekhite akarshaya sabara chitta manam premamrita vrishtya prabhu sinche sabar manam.
The sight of all these symptoms attracted everyone's mind and consciousness. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead, prema.
जगन्नाथ सेवकयता राजा पात्रगणम यात्रिक लोक नीलाचल वासी यत जन।
He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Jagannath with what? The government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. So he sprinkled everyone's mind with prema, nectar of love of Godhead.
Next, Prabhura Nritya Premi Dekhi Haya Chamatkar Krishna Prema Uchalila Hridaye Sabhar.
And seeing Lord Chaitanya's overwhelming love, everybody became so astonished. And his love and dancing.
प्रेमेनाचे गायलोक करेल वो लहल प्रभुर नृत्य देखी सबे आनंद विहवल। सो प्रेमे नाचे गाए इन एक्सटैटिक लव ऑफ गॉड हैड एवरीबडी स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग डांसिंग एंड डिड कोलाहल ग्रेट नॉइस एंड दे वर आल्सो ओवरवेलम्ड विथ हैप्पीनेस। अन्येर किकय जगन्नाथ हलधर प्रभुर नृत्य देखी सुखे चेलीला मंथर। What to speak of others, even Jagannathji and Baladevji also became very astonished to see this prema and nritya. Kabhu sukhe nritya ranga dekharatha rakhim se kautukayi dekhila se tara sakshim. What do they do sometimes, Jagannath and Baladev? They just stop the rath to just witness this dancing of Lord Chaitanya. So much of display of prema, affection for the Lord is happening here. So they also stopped to observe this. Ehi mata prabhu nritya karite bhramitem pratapa rudrera age lagila padite. So like this, prabhu nritya karite bhramite. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely danced. And Prataprudra Maharaj came forward now. Now we are coming to little external plane. So far we went so deep into the emotions of Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Srimati Radharani and the exchanges between Krishna and all. Now something little more relatable is coming. Next, संभ्रमे प्रतापरुद्र प्रभु के धरिला ताहा के देखिते प्रभुरा बाह्य ज्ञान हैला। सो महाराज प्रतापरुद्र पिक्ड अप द लॉर्ड विद ग्रेट रिस्पेक्ट बिकॉज लॉर्ड चैतन्य वाज वांडरिंग लाइक दिस एंड देन ही जस्ट फेल डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ द जगन्नाथ रथ एंड प्रतापरुद्र महाराज केम एंड पिक्ड हिम अप जस्ट वेरी नेचुरली स्पॉन्टेनियसली जस्ट केम एंड पिक्ड हिम अप because he fell, he saw the Lord falling down. And actually, it is arranged by the Lord only. Natak, abhi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses, seeing Prataprudra Maharaj. Raja dekhi Mahaprabhu karena dikhar. Chhi chhi vishayira sparsha haila amar. As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this Raja, he condemned him. Dikkar. He condemned him. Chee chee, he said. Then Vishayira Sparsha Haila Amar. If Vishayi touched me. Now if this happens, one sannyasi or a brahmachari, when a minister comes and touches him, if he says, Chee chee, Vishayira, a government officer, some ruler or whatever, big position man, politician comes and touches him, if he says like that, he can't do that. And he is the Raja. Prataprudra Maharaj is the Raja. But he had the simplicity and humility and devotion to accept this dhikkar and chi chi without getting offended. And still wait like a chataka bird for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. See, this is the devotion. If you want Krishna's mercy, keep aside your false ego. I am Raja, I am chi chi bol rahe. And I am hankering for his mercy, he has no kindness only. On a spiritual plane, although you are so eager for Krishna's mercy, he may not give you mercy. How much patience you will have? How much tolerance you will have? On an external plane, a bhikari or a beggar or a sannyasi or a brahmachari also may chastise you, not acknowledging your exalted position in this material world. That also one has to tolerate. A devotee tolerates. Prataprudra Maharaj is exhibiting unlimited patience, tolerance and devotion, both on spiritual plane and an external plane also. He is eagerly waiting for that mercy. So, how pitiful it is that I have touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs. And day and night Prataprudra Maharaj is meditating on Krishna, on Lord Chaitanya. When will I get his mercy? Aveshete Nityananda Haila Savadhani. काशीश्वर गोविंद अचिल अन्य स्थाने. So not even Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, Kashishwar or Govinda took care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fell down. Nityananda Prabhu did not come forward. Advaitacharya did not come forward. Who else? Kashishwara did not come forward. Govinda also did not come. But Prataparudra Maharaj came to pick him up. Yadyapi Rajyara Dekhi Hadira Sevan Prasanna Hainachetare Mili Bareman. Fifth time, in the fifth verse, Kaviraj Goswami is speaking about the Tuchya Seva of Prataparudra Maharaj. Hadira Sevan, Hadi means a sweeper. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has seen Prataparudra doing that sweeper's behavior, sweeper's activity, and he was already satisfied internally. Still, Mahaprabhu actually... Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied. So, still he condemned the touch of Prataparudra Maharaj. Actually, it is Mahaprabhu's desire to see Prataparudra Maharaj. Still he condemned him externally. Tathapi, apane gani karite savadhan, bahya kichhu rosha bhasa kaila bhagavan. Still, to give a caution note to his associates, to his followers, that one should not be so eager or enthusiastic to associate with a very wealthy person, aristocratic person, because there is always a chance to get attracted by their opulences. When a renunciant associates so closely with a very wealthy householder or a person who has great influence in the material world, etc., etc., then there is always a possibility that he may get attracted by their opulence. And he may also want to enjoy that opulence. Or he may desire that maybe he will give me something so that I can enjoy that. He may unconsciously or consciously seek the facilities that wealthy person might offer to us. So like that, renunciant is quite restricted in associating with aristocratic people or politicians or big people. Even now also when devotees associate, that has to be with great caution. Not very intimate exchanges, not very frequent visits to their opulent palaces, opulent buildings, sitting in their great sofas, in easy rooms. Go, do the needful, come back immediately. No extra conversation. And whatever conversation is there for, that is there for Krishna Katha and Krishna Seva. Nothing more than that. Restrict the interactions with especially wealthy householders and influential people to Krishna Seva and Krishna Katha. If one goes beyond this, the scope of Krishna Seva and Krishna Katha and giving them Krishna, there is a possibility of getting distracted. This is the grave message that Lord Chaitanya is trying to give us. By neglecting Chota Haridas, he gave that message. One should not associate with the opposite sex so much, intimately. By neglecting Prataparudra Maharaj, he is giving another message. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhasya Param Param Jigimishu Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atha Yoshitamcha Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopya Sadhu. If you are a sadhu and if you are eager for the association of a woman or a wealthy materialist, then it's like drinking poison. Stay away. So, that's what mind will associate. We try to control the mind. Right? But if the mind just loses balance completely and if it goes into real action, it's extremely difficult to withdraw it. Mental distractions are constantly there. As long as anarthas are not, I'll still there. Mentally one may still enjoy facilities or such distractions may come occasionally, once in a while. Sandarshinam, Vishayinam, Asayo, Athayoshitam cha. Mentally.
But if you don't stop it at the level of mind, if you don't control it, if you don't withdraw that mind, if you don't divert that mind, if you consciously continue to meditate in that mind and eventually come to action also, very difficult. So Mahaprabhu is giving that kind of message as a renunciant. That's why he is neglecting. Although Chota Haridas is a very simple and genuine devotee, Lord Chaitanya neglected him. Although Prataprudra Maharaj is also a very exalted devotee, still Lord Chaitanya neglected him to give this grave message to his followers. One cannot say that Lord Chaitanya is so harsh, heartless. Itana bhi strict nahi hona chahi. My God. So much strict. Message is clear. We can't blame. This formality is to be observed by anyone who is serious about going back to Godhead. Lord was very much satisfied with the humble behavior of the king, but he intentionally allowed the king to touch him. He only allowed. But externally he expressed anger, just to give a warning to his associates. So Mahaprabhu has this wonderful quality. Internally he will never give up his affection for his devotees. Externally, he will never disapprove any social misbehavior. He will never approve social misbehavior. Sorry, my mistake. Aisa correct karte rahu. Next. Prabhura vachane raja ramane haila bhaya. Sarvabhauma kahe tumi na kare samshaya. So Prataprudra Maharaj became frightened. Hare bhayo. Chichi bolare. First contact, and then he said, he got little fearful. But Sarvam Bhattacharya came. Hey, don't worry. Just immediately, when someone is in anxiety, you should go and pacify him. When someone gets fearful, if no one goes to him to encourage him or just console him or reassure him and encourage him, he will become shelterless. It becomes the responsibility of a person, of devotees, to go and support another devotee when he is embarrassed, he is in distress for his own mistake also. Kalakrishnadas was so embarrassed, so fearful. But Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda, Damodar, Mukunda, they all went and pacified him. Although it is his mistake also, they did not condemn him. If everybody starts condemning that person who did a mistake, he will have no scope to improve, no scope to rectify himself. If entire world condemns him, then he cannot seek any shelter. So Lord Chaitanya also arranges shelter for such people. Lord Chaitanya said Chichi, and he inspired Sarvam Bhattacharya to come and pacify him. It's not that Sarvam Bhattacharya is acting against the will of Lord Chaitanya. If Lord Chaitanya says Chichi, how can Lord Chaitanya's devotee go and then touch that Chichi, touch that person who is the object of that Chichi? That means Sarvam Bhattacharya is acting according to the will of Lord Chaitanya, not against the will of Lord Chaitanya. Externally it appears so. When Lord Chaitanya is condemning, and this is the message he wants to give to his followers, why Sarvam Bhattacharya is showing favor to Prataprudra Maharaj? What does that mean? Very clearly it shows that Lord Chaitanya has affection for Prataprudra Maharaj. He never discouraged, he himself did not come towards Prataprudra Maharaj, but he did not discourage some of his followers who are showing affection to Prataprudra Maharaj. He never discouraged them. He always said, he did not say anything. Silence means continue, karte raho. I am not giving, at least you give. At least by your encouragement and mercy, things will happen. That something like that will happen with devotees also here. Some senior devotee may apparently kind of become strict with you, but he will arrange someone else. Go and pacify him, go and help him, support him. Like that, he may say, but externally he may appear like that because he wants to give that message. If he himself also does not show any strictness, the other person will not take the message clearly at all. He has to become little tough with that person who did that mistake, to make the message penetrate into his mind, which is blocked, and he also should arrange some support system, pacify him. That external comfort is also needed. Right? Both are there. Kindness as needed. 187. Tumara upare prabhura suprasanna manam tomalakshya kari sikhayena nijagana. Okay. So Sarvam Bhattacharya informed the Lord, informed Pratapadra Maharaj, the Lord is actually satisfied with you because you did jhadu, na? Lord is very happy. But he was just teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. But you are not mundane, Lord Chaitanya knows it and he is happy with you. But he is just giving a teaching through you. You are an instrument. So he just pacified him. So, such a judgment can be made only by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should intimately mix with mundane people interested in money and women. Because their contamination will also come to this devotee who is giving them association. He may innocently want to help them, but if he is not strong enough, he may be sucked into them. So that caution note one should actually maintain, take it seriously. Avasara jani ami karibe nivedan seikale yei kariha prabhu ramilan. So Sarvam Bhattacharya continued, I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. Avasar milledu, opportunity. Then it will be easy for you to meet the Lord also. Tabe Mahaprabhu ratha pradakshina karya ratha pache yai thele rathe matha diyam.
Read. After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head.
Continue.
As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari Hari. As the car began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associate in front of the cars occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance before Lord Baldev and Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again.
Dancing is continuing. Chaliya Ailaratha Balagandisthane Jagannath Ratha Dekhi Dekhe Dhahine Vami. So the Ratha reached a place named Balagandi. So at that time the cart stopped and Jagannath started seeing left and right. On the left side Jagannath saw a neighborhood of Brahmanas, Vami Viprasasana Narikelavanam Dahineta Pushpodhyana Yena Vrindavanam. So left side he saw some place of Brahmanas, that's called Viprasasana. And Narikelavana, a grove of coconut trees. And on the right side, he also saw Vrindavan. Vrindavan means a garden of flowers that is resembling Vrindavan. Agen Rityakare Gaura Laya Bhaktagan Rathadeki Jagannatha Karena Darshan. So Mahaprabhu and his devotees were dancing in front of the car. And Jagannath, having stopped the car, watched the dancing. Sei sthale bhoga lage achaya niyam koti bhoga jagannatha kare aswadan.
So at that point, bhoga was being offered to Lord Jagannath. Read the translation. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at that place. Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them.
Continue.
All kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophytes to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord.
Mm.
These devotees included the king, his queens, his ministers and friends and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri. All the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as the local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to the Lord.
So, like this, food offering will be done at Balagandi. And the devotees offered food everywhere in front of the car. Offering matlab, everything cannot be taken on the altar. Crowds, so many crowds are there. Wherever they are standing, they are just offering. They will put somewhere down, here and there, piche, niche, age, everywhere. So, when the crowd is offering food, Mahaprabhu stopped the dance and went into a nearby garden. Mahaprabhu entered the garden, immersed in great ecstatic emotion, fell flat on the raised platform there. Then Lord was very much fatigued because of dancing. There was a lot of perspiration on his body. Then the garden has very cool breezes and he was a little refreshed there. All the devotees who had been performing Sankirtan also came there and took rest under different trees. Thus I have described the great performance of Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu in front of Jagannath Ratha. In this prayer, in his prayer known as Chaitanyashtaka, Rupa Goswami gave a vivid description of Lord Jagannath's dancing. Ratharodhasya rad adhipadavi neela chalapater. So, meter I don't know. You can read the translation.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Neelachal, who was sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision?
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, this is a prayer. Anyone who hears this description of Jagannath Rathyatra will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. Ihayai sunejai Sri Chaitanya paya sudrudha vishwasa saha prema bhakti haya. Sudrudha vishwas, you all got? You will get. Prema bhakti also. Two things. Faith and love. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yarasa Chaitanya Charitamrit Kahe Krishna Dad. Thank you. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.